Besides the field forces in Constantinople, there were also what we would call provincial armies, the so-called themes. And these were armies that were quartered in different districts of the Byzantine world. Asia Minor was carved up into a series of new administrative districts in the 7th and 8th centuries, and the armies, in effect, were dispersed into the countryside. Soldiers were given land in return for imperial service. They showed up at regular intervals to be drilled. And one might think, well, how is this different from the medieval Western system of giving out a fief? Well, the difference is that in the Byzantine system, central authority was always there. The soldiers were given land. Very often they were land owners. They were given land to be worked, especially if they were cavalry. They were, in effect, an aristocratic elite, and they were under imperial officers. They were paid by the imperial government, so that the emperor never surrendered his power to not only to tax his subjects, but to tap into the military service of his soldiers. There were no intervening local levels here. That is, imperial officers commanded. They were responsible to the emperor. They could be removed from the emperor. To be sure, many of these officers were generally great magnates in their own right, but ultimately, they were tied to Constantinople, the life of Constantinople, and so the army was controlled and kept under the hands of the emperor. Basil II, who is responsible for some extremely impressive imperial gains, especially in the Balkans, in Italy, and his immediate predecessors for gains against the Arabs in the East, developed a third component, field armies on the frontier. There was one in Italy stationed at Bari, the Italian city of Bari today, another one at Antioch in northern Syria, one of the key objectives of the First Crusade, and then another one on the upper Euphrates, so that the Byzantine army at the time of Basil's death in 1025 was without question one of the most impressive military institutions around, and certainly by Western European standards, extremely impressive. There were a role for mercenaries. Byzantine emperors always hired mercenaries. Often mercenaries were then given land and assimilated into the regular Byzantine military structure. So a number of Western Europeans, starting in 1000 and going on through the whole period of the Crusades, actually served in these Byzantine armies and gained a great deal of important military technology. At the same time, now that's the sketch of what Basil's empire looked administratively, militarily. At the same time, Constantinople was also the New Jerusalem. And this is an important point to stress, and it also raises some of the problems that Byzantines and Crusaders had with each other. By the time of Basil's death in 1025, most Byzantines found the notion of recapturing Jerusalem, well, rather strange. To the Byzantine world, and this is a position that prelates and theologians at Lyon articulated, the new religious center of the Christian world was in the new Rome, Constantinople. Many of the most important relics had been translated to Constantinople. The most notable of them is the icon known as the Hodegetria, the depiction of the Virgin Mary and child, in which she's depicted in a very distinct form, and it reputedly was painted by St. Luke. We know in 626 that this icon was paraded around the walls of Constantinople to ward off an attacking force of Avars. And thereafter, Constantinople always saw herself as the Mary-protected, the God-protected city. Late Byzantine coins of the 13th century actually depict Mary over the city of Constantinople as the protectress. St. John, St. Luke, relics of them were also translated. Numerous saints, ascetics, and other figures going back to early Christian history ended up in Constantinople. And there was a constant outpouring of imperial money to rewrite the landscape of Constantinople into a new Christian city. Basil II, who wasn't quite as interested in church building, however, was the son and grandson of emperors who had been quite active in promoting that kind of construction.